Tomorrow, as many are aware, marks the anniversary of the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School. A year ago, many of us probably remember where we were when we heard the news that a gunman had broken into an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut, and killed 20 children and 6 adults. Very shortly after the horrific tragedy, the advocacy group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America was founded. There are now more than 125,000 members nationwide and at least one chapter in each state. Linda Brundage is a founder of the Mid-Michigan chapter of Moms Demand Action, and she's back with us to give us an update and tell us about their plans for a memorial here in Lansing. Welcome back, Linda.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to be here.
Tell us more about how Moms Demand Action has been doing here in 2013. We're just about at the end of the year.
Right. Well, we've made a little progress here in Michigan. We were instrumental in getting a state background check law introduced into the State House of Representatives. That does languish in committee, however. So we are currently in process of a petition campaign to the chair of judiciary to get that bill out and onto the floor so we can have a vote. Background checks are probably the thing that will do the most to save lives. You're aware that some states passed very good gun laws in this year. Mm-hmm. Colorado was one of them. And I got a notice yesterday that since their law started, 74 people have been prevented from buying firearms in Colorado. Mm.
How do you feel about the chances for your petition?
We're going to keep at it. Mm-hmm. We are going to keep at it. If there's one thing I want people to know about Moms is we're not going away. We wish that the federal Senate had been more proactive in April, and we would like more people in Michigan in our legislature to be more proactive. But when you think about Moms, I want you to think about a tiger mom or a bear mom. We are not going away.
Yeah.
We are on this.
Do you have a target for the number of signatures you want on this petition? And what would be the ideal outcome of this?
The ideal outcome of this specific petition would be to get House Bill 4774 onto the floor of our state legislature so that there can be a vote.
And it calls for what specifically?
It calls for background checks on the sale of all guns.
Okay.
Internet sales, private sales, closing the loopholes. Since the original background check started 20 years ago that was part of the Brady Bill, over 2 million people have been prevented from buying guns with the national background check. I believe it's something like 78% of those were felons. Everyone would agree we don't want to have guns. And there's a huge public support for background checks, huge. 90-something percent of the average voter wants background checks, and something like 74% of NRA members want background checks. It's common sense. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense.
What's your perspective on gun violence here in Lansing right now?
Well, as most of your listeners probably know, we had a horrific double murder-suicide in Lansing last week. That might have been mitigated or prevented, rather, if we had better domestic violence laws vis-a-vis guns. We work closely with the Lansing Police Department, and there have been 20 deaths since 12/11. In the state of Michigan, there were approximately 120 gun deaths in the first 6 months of 2013.
If House Bill 4774 were successful, do you think that would have had an impact on some of the gun violence we've seen in Lansing?
I think it could have an impact on some of the gun violence everywhere. One law is not going to do everything. But part of our attitude is because you can't do everything doesn't mean you shouldn't do something. and background checks are known to be successful. 2 million people prevented from buying guns that shouldn't have them.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow you'll be holding a memorial event. Yes. Tell us about that, please.
This is a memorial event that we're calling No More Silence. Ordinarily, when there's a horrific tragedy such as Sandy Hook, people say, well, let's hold a moment of silence. This event tomorrow is marked with singing, bell ringing, symbolizing that we are no longer going to be silent about the huge numbers of gun deaths in our country, the most gun deaths in any developed country in the world. So we are going to have Pat Madden is going to be there singing. The Grand Ledge Fermitas Choir is going to sing. And we're going to have very important spoken words by various people in the community.
And this happens where and when?
This is at Union Missionary Baptist Church at 11 a.m. Union Missionary is at 500 Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Okay, very good. We wish you luck with your event and continued luck with your mission. Linda Brundage is a founder of the Mid-Michigan chapter of Moms Demand Action. Thank you for being here today.